is, in quotes, a shift from the Western achievement model of making it happen and just doing it, to quieting the mind and being in the moment, being present and attentive and loving, just being. Going radically beyond his previous experiences, he described and manifested in himself a different state of being, transmitted from his guru in India. Some spiritual seeds sprouted. Thousands of people got the message and changed their lives in response. The publication of his handcrafted Manual of Transcendence, Be Here Now, interjected a new note into the cacophonous cultural conversation of the 70s. Produced at a commune of graphic artists in the mountains of northern New Mexico and printed on brown wrapping paper, it was more graphic novel and artwork than text. When Be Here Now came out as a book, it was a powerful statement of this new way of being. Suddenly, out in the mainstream publishing world, there was this hand-hewn, countercultural owner's manual for consciousness. And it caught on. People passed it around to their friends, and it became a New Age Bible. The message of Be Here Now was like a pebble dropped into the cultural pool of consciousness, and it continues to ripple out in contemporary lingo, yoga culture, in names of radio shows like NPR's Here and Now, in a stream of New Age literature flowing all over the spiritual map. Be Here Now was not just a media phenomenon, but part of a cultural shift in consciousness. More people now identify with eclectic non-denominational spirituality. Aging baby boomers are dealing more openly with life and death. Yoga has gone from being an exotic Eastern import to a transnational subculture. In the internet age, being here now transcends time and space. We dwell entwined in a virtual moment. As we journey together through space on blue marble earth, planetary awareness grows and separations dissolve. As Ram Dass would say, them is becoming us. For millions of us, Be Here Now opened doors to our deeper selves, clarifying and calming the tumult of insight and upheaval and helping many of us take the first step on the pilgrimage into our own heart. Since the 60s, the winding way of inner exploration has led us around many bends and perhaps up some blind alleys. The inner vision continues to pull, and we continue to follow. Be Here Now shifted our point of view from whatever we thought was going on to seeing life as a spiritual journey. A section of it, the Cookbook for a Spiritual Life, gave practical recipes for spiritual practice and yoga for Westerners. The simple message was, now that you've seen the light, this is how to live in it. That cookbook is still an essential resource, and the perennial imperative of the book's cryptic title remains, just be completely present in the moment. Just be. The process of clearing our mind fields of clutter and attachment in order to just be here now is complex and daunting. It's a multi-level game. As soon as you focus on one part of the jigsaw puzzle of your consciousness, something else that's even harder to deal with invariably grabs your attention. As Ram Dass says, the mind is a wonderful servant, but a terrible master. In keeping with these many levels of mind and emotion, the image of polishing the mirror is a multidimensional metaphor. Consciousness itself is a hall of mirrors. The key quality of the human soul is the ability to reflect on its own existence. Self-reflection, introspection, self-inquiry, whatever we call it, takes us through many layers of the onion of our inner being, from our most mundane, recursive thoughts to exalted states of pure awareness and unconditional love, of one